All right, the next area of our endeavors in Yeridaya, Simin Ayin Reish or Reish Ayin, whichever is your preference. I guess air means to be awake. So it's better than Reish Ayin, which has a different connotation. I just wonder if this came from the Rishayim or the printers, all these are being misad of the letters. I don't know if this Kastarian. Because Ben Ishchai did it, it means it comes from the Rishayim. So why in the Gemaras does it say Daf Lamed Tes? I don't know. At any rate, let's learn. Hilchos Sefer Torah contains many of halachos that are negeah, mostly to Seferim, but it also includes many halachos negeah to everybody. And certainly Sif Aleph, which is one of the Tayag mitzvahs. As a matter of fact, it's the last of the 613 mitzvahs, which is the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. I once saw in one of the Balei Machshava, I don't remember whom, that in the order of the Taryag mitzvahs, generally speaking, it goes in order from the mitzvahs it's easier to do to the mitzvahs it's harder to do. There's a Seder of the mitzvahs. First mitzvah is Puravu. So human beings have a natural desire to do Puravu. It's not a, it might be a hard mitzvah, lemaisa, but the desire to do it is easy. The second mitzvah is Brismila, which also Klal Yisrael is Mekayim B'Simcha. There's a Siyata Dishmaya. The third mitzvah is Giranoshe. It's the least taiva. It's Ein Baitam, Ein Begin B'Nais and Tam. The earlier mitzvahs are the easier mitzvahs, and the later the mitzvah gets, the more difficult. I think the 612th mitzvah is V'halachta B'drachav, which is probably the hardest mitzvah. What? Tshuva, what? Hakel. Okay, Hakel doesn't sound that hard, huh? But Tshuva, the Ramban counts as the mitzvah. At any rate, see the Sefer Torah, which is really a very difficult mitzvah, in the sense that to be mekayim the mitzvah properly, you have to be medagdek b'chaseris v'yaseris, which is difficult. Not a bekiyim. What? We'll learn about that. That's not really Dikala Halacha. The Rosh says that, but we'll learn it. That's Sif Beis. We'll get to it. Now let's learn the mitzvah. Mitzvah Saseh. Our Kolish Mi Yisrael Lichtai V'lai Sefer Torah. Afilu Iniach Lai Avaisa. Hinilchu Lai Avaisa of Sefer Torah. Mitzvah Lichtai Mishalai. So first thing we learn, it's not a mitzvah to own a Sefer Torah, to have a Sefer Torah. If you have Sifrei Torah, there's a mitzvah to say to write a Sefer Torah. Ve'enai rishoy l'maychrei. And a second in. You're not allowed to sell a Sefer Torah. Afilu yesh lo harbe Sefer Torah. Even if you have many, you're not allowed to sell a Sefer Torah. Afilu ein lo yimayach rakai de'atchak. And even if he's in poverty, it's not a sakana. A sakana, of course, you could sell, but otherwise not. Va'afilu limkar yashan kedei liknais chadash aser. The Gemara is in Ibaya. Interesting Gemara. Gemara says, Mailam Bekaydish Vei Meridin. So the Gemara says, you could sell Tashmishay Sefer Torah to have a Sefer Torah. You could sell Besak Neses for Tashmishay Sefer Torah. You could sell Svarim for Sefer Torah. You can go up a Meridin, but you can't sell a Sefer Torah to buy Svarim. You can't sell Svarim to buy Besak Neses. So the Gemara is in Ibaya. You're allowed to do it to go up, you're not allowed to do it to go down. What about to stay even? What about selling a Sefer Torah to buy a Sefer Torah? So the Gemara, if I recall correctly, is not pushing to the Ibaya. And therefore we pass in Lechumra. That's going. No, it's the same Kedusha. Kedusha is the same. But the Kedusha is the same. But actually, the Shach says, "I fill them kayasha the chayshin lepshiusa."
Which Shach?
Shach Gimel. The reason is the chayshish for pshia.
That you won't buy it.
I kind of shine a halavush that you won't buy it. But then the Shach says on that, Ein ze ikr, v'das kol ha'pais, kin nefilu b'kai gav nasa. The ikr is that it's also because it's not ma'alim b'kaidish, like he says afterwards. At any rate, to be kind of a say, he doesn't have to use it for anything. It's Lav Davki's learning with the Sefer. For Minyan, for Parashat Zachar, the money. No, it's not even reading the Sefer Torah, it's you reading the money. You're taking the Sefer Torah, selling, you're getting money. You're only allowed to sell it if that money has an Eloi Kedusha. Yeah, you're right. The Sefer Torah doesn't go down in Kedusha. The Sefer Torah stays Kaddish forever and ever. Yeah, it means that the... You're right. When you sell a shul, you're making a chayil. When you sell a Sefer Torah, it stays Kaddish.
The person sells it to somebody who wants to use it in his house. That's less than somebody who needs it in the shul. Then
it may be. I don't know. Apostle Sefer Torah is a different story. No, hopefully we'll get to it. It's kosher, so you could use it. You just not use it. Alright, Shulchan Aruch says, I feel them ka yasha g'day look they schad ha-shasa. What?
You have to write.
Right. We're not talking here about the Mitzvah Saseh. We're talking here about somebody who has Harbi Sefer Torah. He's not talking about the Mitzvah Saseh. It's a separate Isser to sell, nothing to do with being Mekayim de Mitzvah Saseh. Okay, Avaluma Torah Lisi Isha Muta Limkar Emeloi Davar Acha Limkar. But if he can't otherwise afford to support himself, to sit and learn, or to get married, it's mutter. But Ramai, it's what Dilan Sarpin Yishvuyi mutter lomayich, right? V'ayim be'eludin and barachayim kuftun gimel. Oh, so we're going to talk about shutas. That's our first topic. 1 second. Let's just finish the Ramah. So we have so far two sets of rules. The mitzvah saseh and the issa to sell. Ramah says, "Sacha leisefer look them sefer Torah shekanei, for who hayo mutar? If you have a sefer Torah, either it was written by a sefer or he purchased it and it's not kosher, vihigiyai and he corrected it, he fixed it. Harizek ilu kasvai." Gemara says, if you buy a pasul sefer Torah and fix it, that's like writing. Avalok leikach v'loyigiyah by davar. If you just go out and buy a Sefer Torah, many people just go out, the Sefer has a Sefer Torah, and they go and buy a Sefer Torah, have a kachaita mitzvah min ashok, v'eini yaitza b'zeh. So when you go to a Sefer and you want to buy a Sefer Torah, don't buy a pre-written Sefer Torah. Because a pre-written Sefer Torah, Ramah says, yinah yaitza the mitzvah saseh. Although it comes out from the Ramah that even if a letter is missing, the higiyah yaitza. Yes. Now the Gemara is lashon. The Gemara's lashon is hakayna sefer Torah min hashuk harizek echaytef mitzvah. If you buy a sefer Torah in the street, you're grabbing a mitzvah. So the Ramah is paskening like those rishayim who say it means you're not yaitza. But Rashi harizek echaytef mitzvah. Rashi says you yaitza afal pishayin a mitzvah min hamufcher. If you buy your yaitza, and the gra, if you look at the gra paskins that way, the bottom gra on your page, the likut, the last words, the gra is where it says bi'ar agra, you see it says aleph, beis, gimel, then it says likut. So it says there, ayin rashi sham, dorot kechaytev, mitzvah ovid, ayin taz, v'divrei rashi ikr. The gra says, rashi is the ikr that you yaitza by buying a sefer Torah. But if you're spending all the money, you should already do it the right way. You should do it properly. A way that's yaitz, even like the Ramah.
It's written.
It's written already. You're not doing lichtov. You're not writing it.
So we never had the very last couple of that's
your yaitz also. Let me explain about this mitzvah. First of all, the question of shutfis. The question of whether Yaitzi Ksiva Sefer Torah b'shutfis, it seems to me that most Achrayinim hold you're not Yaitzi. Many hold you are. Most Achrayinim hold you're not Yaitzi. We'll learn the Rabbi Kivager in a minute. But what? Two or more. Even two, but two or more who own a b'shutfis. the some of the names that hold you not Yaitza, Rabbi Kiva Hegel, we'll see in a second, and Aruch HaShulchan, Rabbi Shloima Kluger, and many of his Svarim, including Tuf Tavadas, Chelubayis, Tshuva Tzadik Dalit, the Tshuvas of Mari Ashkenazi, which is quoted widely, the Pelayayates, under the subtitle Sefer, and Rav Moshe, Nigris Moshe Aleph Nun Beis, seems to say that he certainly says the Iker is that you're not Yaitza B'Shutfis. And I have to tell you, the Archel, Kim Rabavadia holds that you're Yaitza B'Shutfis, and he brings, I think, Rabbi Yisrael Chanan holds that you're Yaitza B'Shutfis. So there are Shitas that you're Yaitza B'Shutfis. Certainly, somebody is spending thousands of dollars on a Sefer Torah, and because the Shul wants to raise money, he's selling a few Isis. It's a waste. You know, if you're spending all that money already, don't give away ISIS to other people who are buying the ISIS. They want to pay to write it, it's fine, but don't give away Bailus in the Sefer Torah. It doesn't matter who's getting it. If you're selling it, you're selling it. So don't sell it. Own the Sefer Torah properly. So the Gemara says if you buy a Sefer Torah and Ashuk and fix it, you Yaitza. The mitzvah Amofchur is to write a Sefer Torah. Now the language of the Shulchan Aruch mitzvah asay al kol ishmi Yisrael lichtev lay Sefer Torah sounds like not b'shutfis. Mitzvah al kol ishmi Yisrael lichtev lay Sefer Torah. The Pashas Haloshin sounds like not b'shutfis. It's still shutfis. It's really still shutfis. If the mitzvah asay is for an individual, then you're not yaitza b'shutfis, then no one is yaitza. What are the rayas they bring? An interesting raya. There's a Gemara in Bava Basra Mem Gimel. The Daf Yomi passed it, I guess, about a week or two ago. The Gemara says that if you have Bnei Yair Shenignav Lev Sefer Torah, the people in the city had a Sefer Torah and it was stolen. So the Gemara says that Ein Donin Oisa Yair, the Dayanim can't be from the city and the Edom can't be from that city because they're not gathered over. So Gemara asks a question that Vamai Lasalku Bay Trey Navshayu Velisadi, let two of them be give away their chalik and let them say Aidis. That's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara answer is they still need it for Kriya. So what's the Gemara's kasha? They should give away their chalik. Then they're not Yaitza. We're gonna learn soon that the Mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah, you have to keep on owning the Sefer Torah. You're not supposed to give it away. If you give it away, you have to write a new one. A person has to write a Sefer Torah and own it. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Let two members of the city give it away. Why don't you let them give it away? It's them mitzvah sasei. If shutfis is yaitza, so what's the Gemara's kasha? They should give away their chelik. The Gemara's talking, there's no other Sefer Torah in town. That's the Gemara's teretz. That they need it for Kriya. So what's the Gemara's kasha? They should give it away. Seems to be a raya that you're not yaitza b'shutfis. It was on b'shutfis and you're not yaitza. So why you're not giving up anything? They're not Yaitza anyway. See, they're not giving away anything. I want to talk about that. It's a good question. A fascinating question. But 1 second. But you hit a raya. Do you guys hit a raya? There's a nice terrace on the raya. It's not really a good raya. 1 second. Dor Samech has a piece. Dor Samech doesn't commit if he holds a Yaitza B'Shutfis. He says, it's a letter. The Shoyl said Raya is not Yaitza B'Shutfis. He says, if you hold Yaitza B'Shutfis, it's not a Raya. Why? Because what was the Gemara's case? Someone stole the Sefer Torah. If someone stole the Sefer Torah, you're not Yaitza anyway. Because you don't have the Sefer Torah, you're not Yaitza. So if he's... Yeah, we're going to learn in a minute. You have to, if you give away the Sefer Torah, you have to write a new one. So Lemaisa, the Sameach Tayyid is not a riot from that Gemara because that Gemara is talking that it was stolen. So it was stolen, he's not Yaitz in the mitzvah anyway. So the Kash is the Salik Trey Minayu. Two people should be Misalik themselves. They're not Yaitz in the mitzvah anyway if it's stolen. So they have to say this. Well, they want to get him to return it, but if they don't say this, it won't get returned. You need their Aedis. Kind of is kind of, but you have to have it available. That's the whole point. It says in the Torah, "Kisvu lechemes ashira hazai sima b'fiyam." So we learn out that you have to write it, and you have to have it available for learning. If you have access, I guess. have access. Let's look at Rabbi Kiva Eiger.
Which one?
The first Rabbi Kiva Eiger on the page. Rabbi Kiva Eiger says, Ayin Shuvas Ranach, I'm sorry, the second one. Ve'ena Yushai Lamaichrai. B'Tayres Chaim Kosov, De'ein Loi Lahandish Sefer Tzibur. The Teres Chaim says, just look at what it says, Rabbi Kiva Eiger, Mark, you can handle it. You can handle law books. You can handle Pesachei Tshuva. Rabbi Kiva Eiger, rather. Right? Help him out. Ve'ena Rishai Lamaich, right? Good. The Teres Chaim Kosov, De'ein Loi Lahandish Sefer Tzibur Tzibur. LMK Kaisav Acheres La'atzmai. You should not give away your Sefer Torah to a shul unless you write another one. The Kimon Shemagdisha Hari He Shall Hegdish. V'loy Shaloi, V'loy Shaloi. Once you give it away to a shul, it belongs to the shul. It's not yours. Ve'ni'aytzim Zeydei Mitzvah Sasei Kisvu Lachem. Mashma De Mishut Pshita Leila Teres Chayim Dim Yeshu Sefer Torah Bishut Fis. Ve'ni'aytzim Zeydei. If I say Teres Chaim, whole shutfis is no good. Talk Shemagdisha, if you give it to the shul, you're Letzibur, Gamu Shutif. So there are two chidushim here. One is if you have a Sefer Torah, don't give it away. You give it to shul. Our minhag is you give a letter to the owner that the shul, the Sefer Torah is on loan to the shul, and you're still the Bailam on it. You're still the Bailam on the Sefer Torah, you're not giving it away. And that's the proper way to do it. If you give it away, then you're not.
What if the model says shayach lemishpachas?
So it's fine if it's true. Then it says good. Now,
what's the other
chiddush? That you shouldn't give it to them, and the other is you're not yaitzu with shutfis, because he says once you give it, you're not yaitzu with shutfis. So the Kiva Eiger, and I said Darach HaShulchan, hold that you're not yaitzu b'shutfis.
What is the ultimate tam?
There are two mitzvahs. One is to write, and one is to have. So you have a kind of mitzvah by writing a sefer Torah and having a sefer Torah. Okay, let me tell you. The pashtus is that this is a mitzvah, say, it applies only to men and not to women, who are not mitzuvahs in limud, sima b'fihim. Now you can remember, when we learned Hilchas Talmud Torah, I mentioned to you a chakira. If women, when they learn their mitzvahs that are noyik to them, if the din of a woman learning the mitzvahs that are noyik to them is a chelik mitzvahs limud atayra, or if it's a chelik in, it's a hechsher mitzvah for kiyum mitzvah. We cleared this shaila at that time. When women learn the dinim that are noyik to them, they go to classes and they hear Hilchas Pesach. Is that mitzvahs Talmud Torah, or is that mitzvahs Hechshem the Chiyuv? I mean, the Chiyuv they have. Is that a Chiyuv of Talmud Torah or not? So at that time we had a stira in the Gron Arachayim, the Gron Yaradei. It looked like a stira. The Gron Arachayim asked why women say Berachas HaTorah. And if I recall correctly, he said that they make brachas on all mitzvahs, they're not mitzvahs. So the Gra and Arachayim held that they're not mitzvah. The Gra and Yaradeya, I believe, said by Hakel, it says, what's the lashon? It says the tap lama bo. It says, they come, yes, our women. Anoshim lomai, Anoshim. L'shvaya. So out of the Gra in Hilchas Talmud Torah somehow brought from there that remembering the pratim that women, it sounded like women are mechuyavais al tzmitzus limud haTorah. See to yestira in the two Gras. L'chayra, it's totally in that if sima b'fiyam is shayach to nashim. L'maisa, generally it's understood women are peturais, the shagas ariyeh hachadashais, the shagas ariyeh has a chiddush that women are mechuyavais. He has a long shtickle Torah that women are mechuyavos and see the Sefer Torah. The Or Sameach, the first piece in the Sefer Torah, says, now listen carefully, even if you hold your yaitza b'shutfis, even if you hold your yaitza b'shutfis, He says that's only if every shutif is mechuyev in the mitzvah. Every one of the shutvim has to be mechuyev. Like we saw in Arisai Seichem, by Hilchus Chala, it said by Hilchus Chala, if you have a guy who's a shutif with Yidin, and there's no shir for a Yid alone, the shir Chala is a guy with Yidin together, you're potter. Because shutvis, everyone has to be mechuyev. So our Samea says, even if you hold shutvis a yaitzah, if they're selling psukim and women are buying psukim, or whatever it is that they're selling, if a woman is a shutif, then nobody's yaitzah. Because just like kisvu lachem and reishis harisei seichem, just like reishis harisei seichem, if you want to be yaitzah b'shutfis, everyone has to be a bar chiyuva. We had the end of Hilchus Chala. The same thing by Sefer Torah, if you want to be yaitzah with shutfis, everyone has to be a bar chiyuva. So he says, even like those yaitzah b'shutfis, you have to be careful. And I think he's mesupik if one of the people who buys already has his own Sefer Torah. So he's also not mechuyev in the mitzvah. It also messes it up. So the maisa, a person. Yeah, it's already bad.
You can't
twice. The chiyuv, you have a chiyuv at the maisa.
You want to buy every wife?
What? I can hear you. I don't know. What? What's a chiyuv? What's ain't a mechuyev? It's a separate halacha. You're not buying a b'kedusha. We'll learn soon. We'll get to Rishai Levi.
What about when your wife?
Whatever your wife owns, you own. Just don't tell her that I said. Rachmiel, got the box of tissues. The shutzvus. Okay, we'll get to it. One thing at a time. We can get one thing at a time. Yeah.
Why is it supposed?
Why is it supposed to the key of mitzvah the second one? And the question is, if you write a second Sefer Torah, if there's a kiyum, so in Ochiyuv, is a Pashat, there's a kiyum. I don't know. Some mitzvahs there are, some mitzvahs there are not. I don't know.
Some mitzvahs are lifetime. If it's a lifetime, then
it's right. Okay. What? If you're Mekainim, it's already not Brach Yuvah. If you're ready laying the Megillah, you can't lay the Megillah for someone else except for Arvis. Else Arvis, you could lay. If you benched already, you can't bench again. You're not considered Brach Yuvah. It has to be a Kriya Shalchiyah to be Yaitz is someone else. So it has to be a Ksiva Shalchiyah. It's not a Ksiva Shalchiyah. Right? Not possible. We're talking about the Mitzvah Seh. Kiyom of the Mitzvah Seh. Ksiva Seh is 100% kosher. From Shiloh. They're two different things. Sefer Torah is a kosher Sefer Torah, and there's a Mitzvah Seh.
If the Mitzvah is writing it,
all right, so with darshaning, we have here someone to darshan a pasuk. Lachem, okay. So what's by esrig? Esrig, how come you're not yaitzu with esrig shal shutfis? No, you're not yaitzu with shutfis. You have to own it totally. It says lakachtem lachem. They bring a raya from lachem the other way around. The raya is Rabbi Avadya Nishtikl. The first thing he says, lakachtem lachem, the esrig has to be totally yours. So kisul lachem should have to be totally showing be a yachid. He brings a raya the other way. So what? Pesach Tshuva Aleph talks about it. Okay, let's see Pesach Tshuva Aleph. Yeah, two different. I don't mean that the same. Pesach Tshuva Aleph. I am B'tshuva Beis Ephraim, Yeridayas, and Mesam Fezli, Yixiv, Sefer Torah, B'shutzvah, Sivyas, Dechayv, Asai. I am B'sefer Pardes David, Meir Rav David, Dishbek, Parshas Kiseite, Gamun, Estapik, B'zeh, Dilma. Bina kulai mishalachem loiti b'shutfis k'moy di yisagabe esrig. It says Baba Basu Kufla Mizayin Ayin Shom that you need by esrig lachem has to be totally yours. And he skips the parentheses. The Tama Ma'ayin al minig ha'olam de pashu b'enei kol b'chem b'shikaz yivadei b'shutfis k'ol yosem by b'shuv kosem l'chek tasem minig ha'olam yosem b'shutfis. He's matmi on the minig ha'olam and then he's melamed tzchus a little on the minig ha'olam. But it sounds like the Iker is to try to do it the proper way, And a person should try. I always had in mind that when my father passed away and it was insurance money, I would come into some money in one shot, I would write a Sefer Torah. So at that time I wrote a Sefer Torah. I got a hold of a cipher, and I didn't want pre-written. So I had him bring the cloth. My son was learning Eretz Yisrael then. My son was kind of the cloth and the ink before he wrote it. And it was totally written Mishali, like it was no Shiloh that it was totally written Mishali. Me, no Shutfis. It's just mine, and that was it. And then, now, yes. Whatever. Whatever. I'm not passing like every year Sumech necessarily, but so there are some
assets. If
buying
doesn't help, and you reviewed it right,
the Shliach, Shluch Hashem Kamaisa. Now, there's an interesting Shaila about somebody who, before he died, gave it Savor to write a Sefer Torah, and he was Mashal Shvoi Saideh Shalish. He gave a third party the money. The halacha is that if a mace is mitzava, what to do with his money, so the halacha is, at kibra ve'inu, he should listen. But what's binding, at dine chayshem mishpat, mitzvah l'shmaya divrei ha-mace, is only like Rabbeinu Tam Shita, if he gave the money to a sholish. If the money is in a third party's hand, and that third party has the money, then you're obligated to follow the tzava of the mace. You always should follow. But the obligation is when it's in a third party's hand. Many understand that when money is in the hands of a bank account or an account, and there's a signed not power of attorney, but they in any IRA or any retirement account there's there's a beneficiary form. So the beneficiary form is it's biyad shalish and it's given over. There's a shiloh really. If the money's invested, that's called biyad shalish, but usually I think we understand that's biyad shalish. So the shiloh here is somebody who died, and after he died, he gave the money into the hands of a shalish.
Before he died,
he gave the money into the hands of a shalish, and he was mitzavah to write a Sefer Torah. And the shiloh is in the Beis Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelke, is from the Gedolim of 100 and something years ago. Tshuva Arachayim Chafei, and the shiloh he was asked. It was a big tzarech for the tzibur. The tzibur had plans. They owned one Sefer Torah. They were going to sell their present Sefer Torah to build a mikveh. They had no mikveh in town and take this Sefer Torah. And it was a tzarech. And the shiloh was whether this is the tzavah counts. And the shiloh, the way he understands, depends on whether the mace is mekayim mitzvah ksiva Sefer Torah. In other words, nobody thinks he's about to die. So he gave it to a shalosh. He said, write a Sefer Torah. He didn't write Lacha Misa. He wrote, write a Sefer Torah. So he meant to write a Sefer Torah to mekayim his mitzvah. The shaila is he mekayim a mitzvah Lacha Petira, Lameisim Chavshi? How can he mekayim a mitzvah after he dies? We learned this once, the sugi in yeshiva. There's a ktsais, Simukov Peches, the famous ktsais on Hilchos Shlichus. The ktsais talks about whether someone makes a shliach, let's say he becomes a shaita. Let's say someone makes a shliach to do something and he becomes a shaita. Is the kiyum mitzvah the person does, or the mechira the person does, does the shlichus continue? He's telling a machlaikis to turn the Rambam. By get, there's such a gemara by get, also kodaikis. There's a sugya where someone makes a shliach to give a get and he becomes a shaita. So we say he can't give a get. Why not? So the Torah says, because your shliach is batel. The shliach is only an extension of the person. He's a shaita. The Rambam says, no, al shlichus it would work. It's a gezeirah shalo yayimru shaita megarish. But when you're not talking about getting, the Rambam holds the shlichus works even if he turns into a shaita. So you see, they're arguing what happens, what's the taitch of shlichus. If I make someone a shliach to sell my chametz, is pshat, he's an extension of me. Like I have a long arm, Yodei Arichta, and he's selling, I'm selling it, I'm just selling it with him. Then the Mishaleach is doing it. Well, the verb shlichus says no. Shlich shon kabaisa means he's doing it. The result is mesiachis to the mishalayach. So who's the one doing it? Is the result mesiachis mishalayach? It's a very big nafkamina. Nafkamina is halacha lemaisa. The Rasevach says a nafkamina. Halacha lemaisa. Let's say someone makes a shliach to give a get. So Reuven makes Shimon a shliach to give a get. Reuven's healthy, no problem. The halachi is, by every shtar kinyan, the paper has to belong to the makna. The paper has, every shtar kinyan, the paper has to belong to the person. If you hold a ksuva as a shtar kinyan, then the paper of the ksuva has to belong to the chas. The chas has to own the paper. Who has to own the paper of the get? The shliach or the mishalayach? If you learn Zatar Sameach that the mishalayach is doing it with the hand of the shliach, then the paper has to belong to the mishalayach. If you hold no, the shliach is doing it. The result is mesiachis to the mishalayach, then the paper belongs to the shliach. There's a nafkamina. He brings paiskim and Evin Ezer argue about it. So the question is the lumdis of shlichus. How shlichus works. So the Ber Yitzchak says, Toli bezeh, listen to this. A person makes a shliach and he dies. If you hold, the shliach is an extension of the mishalayach, so not doing it. He's an extension of a dead person. But if you hold, the shliach does it, and it's mishyachis to the mishalayach, so then it can be mishyachis. So we learned this. I told my class, remind me, before May of Esrim, I should make a shliach, somebody should light menorah for the next 500 years for me. And I'll be a kind of mitzvah every year. You know, if you hold them dead, people can make a shliach, so you can make it. Sounds ridiculous that once you do it, that you can make a shliach. So I don't know. What? Is the result mishyach to the mishalayach? Or is he next time? What's the lumdus of Shulchan Shalom Kamaisai? When the Kayan shechts, if he's Shulchan Nidan, are you shechting with his guf? Or is he shechting and the result is Mishachis? Then the Mishalayah can become Mishalayah. No, the Shliach Shaita can't do it. A Maisa Shliach is nothing. A Maisa Shaita is nothing. Right.
He died. You know you can't bring it anymore.
Chacha Shemesu Bailu, because there's no Kapora left. He died, it's not Mechaper. Maybe it's a riot.
I don't know.
What does Shlichas have to do with
it? Shlichas have everything to do.
Shlichas has to effectuate a Kenyan. For a Kenyan,
the Kenyan. Oh, but here it's a Kiyum Mitzvah.
But the Kiyum Mitzvah is not a Shlichas.
The assumption in the Beis Yitzchak's case.
There's a very famous Mitzvah of Eliyahu. What's Sibra Chaim and Sibra
Mason?
It says because that which their children do.
The Hashpah. Yeah. So that's fine. But that's fine. But no. Credit is one thing. Credit is. I Reb David, if I influence someone to light a menorah, I'm not Yaitza Mitzvah's menorah. I still have to light. So a dead person went for Sotra to have menorah. I influence someone to write a Sefer Torah. Someone walks out today so inspired, he writes a Sefer Torah. I'm not Mekayim the Mitzvah.
Okay.
Let me make some chavshi. Dead people can be Mekayim mitzvahs.
Rebbe,
the dog gets shot.
Like
he can get schar when he's mashpia. He doesn't get schar for after misa. He gets schar for what he did in his lifetime. He doesn't get schar. Achamisa, you see what he did in his lifetime. But I want to just listen. Bear with me for a minute. I want to tell you a nafkamina, negea to me, it's worth tens of thousands of dollars to me personally. I'll tell you. My father, Alav HaShalom, he passed away on the Shabbos. On Thursday night, he saw his kaychis were going, he sent everyone out of the room, and he spoke to me, he called his Rav to say goodbye, and he told me a few things to do. One of the things he told me to do is he said he has life insurance money, and he gave me a list of tzedakah to give. So he gave me a list of who to give whatever tzedakah. I did whatever he told me. Now, that tzedakah I gave, is it my father's tzedakah? Or is it my tzedakah? Nafkamina, I can take it off my ma'aseh cheshbon. If I take it off my secheshe, it's worth every dollar to me as if I inherited it, right? Is it mine or is it his? He was mitzvah me to give it. If you hold that if someone makes a shliach to do something and he dies, that the shlichus is kayim, which is one side of the Beis Yitzchak, then my father gave tzedakah. I was a shliach to give the tzedakah. If you hold that shlichus is batel, I'm esim chavshi, then it's my money that I gave. So it's all right, but 90% I still benefit, I guess. Not, well, in this case, not because he didn't have it; it was insurance money. He couldn't. There was no amira l'gavayik and mesira l'ahed yet. This was money he didn't even have. He didn't have the money.
It was,
what? Roy makes what? Roy doesn't do anything for you. Doesn't do anything. The truth is not Roy. Roy also means he has a kinyan in it. Just it's old. It wasn't old at that time. He was alive. It wasn't old. I didn't have to listen to him.
Right.
How'd you have to listen? At the time he told me it was his. He was the owner of the policy. He was the owner of the policy at that moment. And that policy was worth a lot of money at that moment. It was worth almost the face value. He wasn't going to live very long. Okay? Okay, anyway... It depends. If you hold that mitzvah l'kayim means you have to listen, and you have to listen. So now it's kibbut aveim, you have to listen. But okay. All right, here. What? Yeah, Rambam Shita. Nishtata. Now, I'll bring you a raya. I'll bring you a good raya. In Gittin Daf Yud Gimel, listen carefully. In Gittin Daf Yud Gimel, the Gemara says, if a man makes a shliach to megarish his wife, and he dies, could the shliach give the get? No. Why not? So it says there, I think in Rashi and Tosfos, Rashi and Tosfos say, the reason is, no, listen, they say, because ain't get la chamisa. You're not married to her anymore. Once you die, you're not married. They don't say that the shlichus is bottle. They don't say, ain't shlichus la chamisa. They say, ain't get la chamisa. They don't say, because the shlichus is bottle. Meaning, it's such shlichus, it will be good. Just as nobody divorced, you're not married anymore. If they would say it, shlichus, then I would make a deal the other way, you mean? Yeah, okay, I hear. Okay, maybe it's not buchruch. Maybe it's not buchruch, but okay. Yeah. No, there's no such thing as a retroactive get. There's no such thing. They didn't give a retroactive. You can give a get now, but not. But you can give a get later, that's Shvichal Ephraim, right? Okay, let's get back to the Sefer Torah. That's a question, same question, I guess. I don't want that. Maybe I don't want to. I don't know. Okay, Shach Aleph, an important Shach. Shach Sivkat Aleph, a Chiddush Gadol. Eino Rishoy Lamaychrai, not let us sell a Sefer Torah. The Beis Yosef, Shem Rabbeinu Menayach, Dafka Sefer Torah Asi Likweis Barabim. This is only referring to a Sefer Torah Shal Rabim. However, Avos Sifrei Yechidim Meichrim. Las is Me'adobim Ashiyirtzu. You hear this Chiddush? If an individual owns a Sefer Torah, you can sell it and do what you want with the money. You hear this Chiddush? It calls it Rabbeinu Menayas Chiddush. That only a Sefer Torah Shal Tzibur you're not allowed to sell. But nowadays, everybody who owns a Sefer Torah doesn't give it away. You retain ownership. If you retain ownership, the Shah says you're allowed to, and he tells you Ayin Baruch Chaim Kuftan Gimel Sif Yud. So we have a Mishnah Berurah on this. The Mishnah Berurah here in Kuftan Gimel Sif Yud, Shulchan Aruch says Yesh Oimrim Yachin B'Shalai Efilu Sefer Torah Mutal Lamaichrei. Suddenly you're allowed to sell Sefer Torah, but Lasim Dama Kol Mashiyirtza. You can do whatever you want. Kol Shalai Yikdishai LeChris Barabin. If it's not given over, likrais per Rab, the Rab doesn't have a need for it. I'll explain in a minute. The Yesh Mishaiser, and the Rambam Sheet is its Aser, Elim Ken Lumetara Lisa Isha. So the Shulchan Aruch says it's a machlokes, it says here the Rosh, not Rabbeinu Menayach, the Rosh and the Rambam. The Rambam Asers, where does the Rambam Aser? The Rambam doesn't Aser, the Rambam just says Saisim. The Rambam says, you're not allowed to sell a Sefer Torah, period. Only Lumetara Lisa Isha. So since the Rambam says it's Starba, we understand even Sefer Torah Shel Yachid. So Rosh Hashulchan says, but the Rosh in Hilchas Sefer Torah also says it's Starba. He also says, Ein Meichin Sefer Torah, period. That's what he says in Masechtas Megillah. Yet, the Torah brings b'shem the Rosh that Shel Yachid is Mutter. So maybe the Rambam was also not talking about Shel Yachid.
It's just that it was read for Rambam.
Shel Yachid,
but it belongs to an individual.
So there are cases where it's Asa, but there are cases where it's Mutta. You'll make a deal if the Rambam didn't mention the Mutta cases. The Rosh in the original Makar doesn't mention it either. That's his time. Now the Mishnah Berurah explains as follows. Mishnah Berurah explains the Mekilim, what's the Pshat. So he says that the Biur is Hatam. There's a halacha that Zion Tovei Ha'ir B'maymen Anshei Ha'ir are allowed to sell Dvarim Shavikdusha because they're originally given over to the Tzibor Al Das them. Zion Tovei Ha'ir, Rav Moshe has a tshuva. He says the board of directors should have at least 7 people and it becomes Zion Tovei Ha'ir. Zion Tovei Ha'ir B'maymen Anshei Ha'ir with the haskam of the people are allowed to sell and be Meir Bekdusha because it's out today. So he says the same thing with the Yachid that a Yachid on his own, it's Al Das Kain, he's the Zayin Tavir on his own thing. Mishnah Berurah brings Magen Avraham it's Sadeh Im Noste L'Rabim L'Kreis Bay. If he gave it to the Rabim Osa L'Kuli Alma Afil Lo Yekdishay Mamish. If the Shul is using it, then it's also, even if you are a magdashit, v'tzorech iyon, amas saimchen ha'olam shomaychem sefer Torah, u'mishtamshim v'dameyim. I feel nothing about Beis HaKnesses. We're not used to it, Baruch Hashem, in our day, people don't sell sefer Torah. But in those days, apparently, there was more poverty, and people sold it. So what are they saimach? Tzorech loyma, Mishnah Berurah says, ki v'chaminikein, hava ki'ilu histu mitchila, shlaitochen kedushas rabim alayim. That's the Mishnah Berurah's Limitzchus on the Minika Eilam, and Lemaisa the Achaluke Deis of a Yachid could sell Sefer Torah. As you know, Seferim always buy and sell Sefer Torah. So Mishnah Berurah says Kasu Achreinim at Philip of Sefer Torah. Kana Metchila Kedei Lemaichra. You're a sayer. You're a retailer. You buy Sefer Torah to sell it. The Koshken Kibla B'chayiv. Certainly, if someone owes you money and you took a Sefer Torah. If you took it out, das kain, then everybody holds that you're allowed to. So, what's the lift
they
have?
To
sell it? Maybe he has the kind of mitzvah. So, lift the
Eiver.
What? The rabbi, the Zion Tovei Ha'ir, maybe not sure, could sell it even for bagels and lox. They could sell that. No, if you sell a Sefer Torah, you have to make kind of mitzvah again. Then you have to make kind of mitzvah. Okay, now. Every organization hopefully has people in charge of it. Some of them are private businesses. Today most yeshivas are family businesses. They're privately owned. They have a board to be yaitz to the government's requirement that a not-for-profit has a board. But most of them, I think most of them are just family owned and operated. You know, I'm sorry, Jay was saying. I said most Paiskim hold you're not, but many Paiskim hold you are. Many hold Rabbi Avad Yosef passed the Yaitza B'Shutfis. So there are many Paiskim hold Yaitza. Rabbi Yisrael Chanan says the Yaitza B'Shutfis. The others hold you're not. So it depends if you're able to do it or you're not able to do it. My main thing is when there are people who spend $30,000-$40,000 to write a Sefer Torah, and then they give away for a few hundred dollars, they sell letters. They're being foolish. Well, if they do, then it's a problem. If the ad says buy letters, then you're selling the letters. It doesn't matter who gets it. If you own something, you let the shul sell it, then they're selling it. The buyers are buying it. It's a problem. People shouldn't do it. Another thing I want to say, if you're going to write a Sefer Torah, get an outside opinion on the cipher that you choose. Because when people don't know, they get very poor cipherim that end up writing Sefer Torah. We in the shul wrote a Sefer Torah here almost 30 years ago when we started. It's still the nicest Sefer Torah. With all the Sefer Torah that came, we learned Parsha Zachar only there. It's the nicest Sefer Torah. People, we buy Sefer Torah mostly through middlemen. Very few people buy it from the cipher. The middleman, like in any business, wants to make as much money as he can. So he's trying to get a Sefer Torah that's less expensive. Typically, someone who's starting is cheaper, is less experienced, and it's cheaper. You should go to someone who has a little bit of knowledge in Safros, who's not making money on it, to show you. You show the Gvilim. You show the, they usually send you some, and you look at it, and you choose a cipher who's a good cipher. And, yeah. You don't need a lot. Yeah, a lot is better, but. No, you don't break ISIS. When we brought a Sefer Torah to shul, I told the Sefer, leave out last ISIS. He didn't leave it out. You know, he wrote it around the way they do it. I was upset. He said, no problem. I'll knock off the ISIS. I told him, what? You can take a kosher Sefer Torah? Are you going to apostle it? That's you don't apostle kosher Sefer Torah. Okay. What? About women. Well, I meant the our Samath Nafkamina. There's not, what else is there? All right. See, after Shaggy Sire is a big man, you can rely on him. Yeah. What? You should write it yourself. Each person for the shliach is a shliach for the.
A lot of times the letters are filled out.
Now,
you also like to say that they don't do Arizal.
People have minig Arizal should do Arizal. People don't have minig Arizal shouldn't do it. Okay, now, what? Will you look at this side, the Brikei Yosef here? Okay. Let me. I have what to say about it, but I want to discuss the following shiloh. The Paiskim talk about a very common thing, where someone wrote a Sefer Torah, he gave it over to a shul or a yeshiva. He didn't come Sunday morning to learn. Sunday morning he went to play tennis. So he doesn't know that you're supposed to keep on owning the Sefer Torah. He has no idea. He just gave it over to a tzibur. And now he says, it's my Sefer Torah. Yeshiva says, what do you mean? We have it for 10 years. You donated it to us, Yeshkayach. You know, it's our Sefer Torah. If someone gives a Sefer Torah to the tzibur stoma, what's the halacha? Is it still his Sefer Torah or not? So, the origin of the machlokes is in Shulchan Aruch, in Kufton Gimel Sifchaf. The Shulchan Aruch says Yesh Misha Aimer. It starts with the lashon, which is somehow a little qualified. She Sefer Torah Shehuzik Shahaya Shalavaisav Shal Ruvein Einat Tzibur Yechaylam Lahazik Ba. If everyone knows the Sefer Torah belongs to him, he didn't write it. It's from his father, and it was given over to a place, so he still has it. My father, Olam Shalom, wrote a Sefer Torah. He gave it over to a yeshiva in Borough Park, his rabbi's yeshiva. It's still there.
They use it.
And the question is, could they say now it's ours? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Ein atzibah yechayim l'hachzik ba. It still belongs to him. And the Taz, the Mishabura brings the Shita Sataz, Miyu kamachrayim, that's the Taz, the Gamacha b'Sefer Torah, it's only Shana Yodim b'Bira, Shalai Hinicha l'chalutim. Only if you know for sure he didn't mean to give it over permanently. Rak Shashila Lebeis HaKnesses, then you can have it. But otherwise, the Tzamachloik is the Marik, which is the Mechaber, and the Taz. Ramesh has a tshuva about this. In the first Chelek Arachayim, tshuva Nun Beis, Rav Moshe has a tshuva. It's a long tshuva, and he is matmiya on this whole idea. Rav Moshe says even more. He says if it's the Sefer Torah with which you're yotze the mitzvah, this omachloik is it's not the Sefer Torah that you're mekayim the mitzvah with. So you have a Sefer Torah shenichu lo yavaisav. All right, machloik is the American the Taz. But let's say you wrote you want to be mekayim mitzvah see the Sefer Torah. You wrote such a Sefer Torah. Rav Moshe says, not only if you give it stoma, it's still yours. Even if you give it beferish, and you didn't know the halacha, that if you give it, you're not yotzei the mitzvah anymore. It's a kinyan betos, and you still own it. Rav Moshe writes a lashon, eiza shaita, which fool is going to spend tens of thousands of dollars to write a Sefer Torah, and then a minute later give it away, and now he's not yotzei the mitzvah, he has to write a new Sefer Torah. Who's going to do it? That's he's right. A fool. Yeah. So if he knows the halacha, certainly he doesn't need it. Rav Moshe says, even if he doesn't know the halacha, that even if he doesn't know the halacha, it's in the scene of Itaz. It's an ansadi. No one does such a thing. You have to write it. You kind of mitzvah. But if you don't keep it, then you have a chinuchi. You have to write it. You have a new chiyuv because you need sima b'tiyam. You need two dinim. You need to write it and you need to retain it. You have to have it. Have to have it together. Now, I want to. There are other pratim here. There are a lot of pisrei tshuvas, but basically, as far as the halachas of Sefer Torah, I've done it. Turn the page because without the rush, it's not complete. The rush in Hilchas Sefer Torah has a chiddush. Now, when we quote the halachas katanis of the Rosh, people get confused. What's halachas katanis? In the back of the Sechtes Menachos, the Rosh doesn't have a pirish on kodshim, but in the back, just like you have a Rosh in the back of Megillah, in the back of Brachos, in the back of Shabbos, you have a Rosh in the back of Menachos, but it's mesuder. They call it halachas katanis, Hilchas Sefer Torah, Hilchas Mezuzah. So the Rosh there says the following chiddush: Ha'idna mitzvah lichtayv chumshei Torah sif beis follow sif aleph. Ha'idna mitzvah lichtayv chumshei Torah u'mishta v'gemara u'pirusheya. Nowadays it's a mitzvah. He means a mitzvah haseiv kisvu lachem. Your yaitza. Let me finish. Your yaitza with writing other svarim. What's the vart? The Rosh says it says kisu lechem es hashira hazayis sima b'fiyam. Right to learn. Who learns from a sefer Torah? Bizman hazeh. Nobody learns from a sefer Torah. Zach the Rosh yaitza with other svarim. However, this is shitas Rosh. However, the Taz brings Taz Ashach bring here. Machloikis, the Taz and the Prisha. Did the Rosh mean Shar Sfarim and you don't need a Sefer Torah? Or you need a Sefer Torah plus Shar Sfarim? So here, you'll see in the Taz, there's a Machloikis. Let's look at Taz Dalit. Kekazar Tur B'Shem Arash, Apirish B'Yaisif. Loi Baliftar Aysonu Mixiva Sefer Torah. It's a Machloikis to B'Yaisif and the Prisha. Beis Yosef says the Rosh doesn't mean to knock out a mitzvah. Loi ba liftar yisar mitzvah sefer Torah. Adarava, yesh gam lanu lichtai v'lum loi ba. Ela ba loi mashiach mitzvah gam b'ksivah svarim elu. So the Beis Yosef holds that you still have to write a sefer Torah. The Rosh is a chumra. It's a chumra. And that's why in the Mechaber, he doesn't say yeshayimrim against sif aleph. He is. So in the mitzvah lichtai. He doesn't say it's in place of sif aleph. The Drisha, which is the Sma, argues, We don't learn from Sifrei Torah. It's not even right to learn from the Sifrei Torah. The Dafka B'Deres Arishayin Ava Yimuchrochen Lekach Shrei Asam Lichtayv Dafin Dafin Elokulam Beglila. In the time before Eslas Eslas Shem, that's where they learned. Vegamo Yedarshin Kutzei Aitzi Sifrei Torah. And they used to darshin even the Tagim. Mashenkin Aksha Akein Ein Lanu Mitzvah Seya Zayis Lichtayv Sifrei Torah Ol Bixivishar Svarim Ad Kan. That is the sheet of the Drisha. Even though the language of the Rosh is Takamasha, that way Mikol Makayim, the Chayim Divrei Beis Yosef, Heyech Nevatel Mitzvah Sasei Shavata Kisul Lachem Bechilof Adairis. Mitzvahs don't change. So this Rosh, I just want to finish this, it's late. This Rosh is sort of taken out of our arsenal of defense why we don't write Sifrei Torah. There is one other defense. And that's in Pesachei Tshuva Yud. Ayin Berheite, v'ayin B'tshuvas Shagas Aryeh, Simen Lamed Vav, Shagudocha Gamkein Divrei HaPrisha. He also says the Prisha is not Emes, because the B'yameinu, Shein Loim Dim Sefer Torah, Lekim Mitzvah Sasei, the Lesser, Dim Keinim Hidiach Loi Ovev Sefer Torah, Amai Mitzvah Lichtim Mishaloi. If the whole reason is to learn, the Rosh is saying to learn is the whole Mitzvah. So if your father left you a Sefer Torah, you have a lot to learn. The mitzvah of Sefer Torah, love b'tamat Torah talia. The mitzvah to write, even if you don't learn, but there's also a mitzvah of Sima b'fia. Ella, shekosav, listen to the Shagas Aryeh. The mekol makom yesh liftar, nowadays is another p'tor. Midin acher, mitzvah k'sivah Sefer Torah b'zman hazeh. Kivon danan loy bikinon bichaseris v'yaseiros. We're not a baki in chaser and yeser. Chaser and yeser means when a word like taitofais is spelled with a vav or without a vav. Very sefer Torah shema shechaser or yeser. Afilu oisachas psula. Can be a deno kaim mitzuzua and shom sheerich. There are thousands of places in the Chumash when sefer Torah where you have a chaser or a yeser. And Mamela, we don't know that we're being Mekayim the mitzvah. As a matter of fact, if you're laning and you find a chas or a yesa, a mistake, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch not to put it back. Not to put back the Sefer Torah, even though we once had it here. Once we had the word Kairach, the name Kairach in the Sefer Torah, written chaser by mistake. We put away Sefer Torah. It's not Mestaver. That some that's always spelled chaser. We had a Sefer Torah that was written Malay for some strange reason with a vav, so we put it away. But besides that, you're not mechuyev to put it away. Says there are three tkufas. When you're a baki, you have to write your own. It's a mitzvah to have what to learn. And in this man, you're not bekiyim, or you have to have a svarim to write, learn from. Because we learn from other svarim. This is the Chiddush of the Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh is difficult because Lamaisa, we say in Halacha that the Torah is not given to Malachim. Ein lanu ela our psak of the things that we do. We go ein lanu ela. We've learned Parashas Zachar from the Sefer Torah, even though we're not became Chaseris Yaseris. So it's really a difficult Chiddush of the Shagas Aryeh. It sounds more like a Lumitzchus. I want to tell you that our Sefer Torah are not consistent with Shas. There are numerous theories in Chaseris Yaseris from our Gemaras to our Sifrei Torah. Numerous. Tosfos points it out in many places. The Sifrei Torah Shalonu are not like the Shas. I have in mind at some point to give a shir on this Matzah Shabbos. It's really a break to Sugya. The Sugya, it says in the Radak and the Mechashai that we paskin like Talmud Bavli, not like Talmud Yerushalmi, because we understand that in Bavel they were more bekiyim in Torah Sheva'al Peh. In Halacha, we have a Messiah, we paskin like Talmud Bavli. Yerushalmi, when it argues the Bavli, doesn't, it's not even a Yeshayim. However, when it comes to Torah Shabiksav, we're noyig like the Chachmei Tveria. The Chachmei Tveria were the Bekiim b'Mesaira. After the Reish Galusa went to Golus from Bavel, one of the Marzutras went to Tveria, and the whole Mesaira went over to Tveria. Our halachis, not only Chaseis Yeseris, there are numerous areas where our Kabbalah in Ksiva Sefer Torah is like the Chachmei Tveria, not like Shas Shalonu. There might be an answer why we have Sefer Nehemiah separate from Sefer Ezra, which is a Tmiya. The Gemara says that because Nehemiah spoke in Gaiva, he doesn't have a separate Sefer. Ezra Nehemiah is one Sefer. Every single Nach for the last at least 500 years since the printing press has Ezra Nehemiah separate Svarim. The part is the Chidah. So listen to a Chidah. The Chidah says, the Gemara says that it was a punishment. Nehemiah spoke with Gaiva, so we tell him, you don't get your own Sefer, you're together with Ezra. So the Chidah writes, it went that way for 2,000 years, it was already a Kapara. So now he's already forgiven, and now we have Ezra Nehemiah separate. It's the very Nevi'ahs. But it may be because we go with the Kabbalah of the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. They don't call it Chachmei Tveria, they call it the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. In Teresh of Iksav, we follow Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, not Chachmei Babel. Anyway, this is the, I guess, the short of these halachis. There is, as someone mentioned, the Shaila Bamenge Shechiyanu when you have a new Sefer Torah. The Machlekes the Magen Avraham, I'm sorry, and the Yavitz. And, yeah, go ahead. We don't pass an halachas that way. We say mizalah halacha. We say mizalah halacha. We don't attribute other motivations. It's a good question. I don't think so. I think it's when you pay for the printing.